Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference, January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
On Friday, just ahead of the Christmas holiday weekend, USDA releasing the latest cattle on feed monthly totals, and we had the opportunity to talk shortly after those numbers were out with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who gave us a rundown.
Well, the December cattle on feed report will certainly be treated as a bit of a surprise. The placements were up sharply higher than expected going into this report. Placements were up 14%. Year over year. Marketings came in just about exactly as expected at about 3% up year over year. And so the big increase in placements pushed the December 1 on feed inventory up to 108% of last year.
Since Friday, most of us have had the opportunity to get away from the marketplace, not thinking about the markets, but thinking about Christmas. Daryl, how do you think this market's going to respond post Christmas?
There was some late information that analysts got a hold of right before the report that, could they have revised their expectations, they would have pushed them up. So in that sense, the jump in placements was not as much of a surprise. But the fact is that we did place a lot of cattle in November. You know, if you look at the traditional feedlot placement weights of 700 pounds and higher, the report was well anticipated. The surprise comes on the lightweight end. The biggest percent increase year over year was in the lightest weight category, cattle placed under 600 pounds. And of course, November is the height of the calf run. And so what this says is that feedlots took advantage of large calf numbers, lightweight animal numbers, given that they've got favorable cost of gains going through the winter. And they really loaded up these feedlots on these lightweight calves.
And Daryl, I guess one good thing is that when we have lighter weight placements, they tend to be spread out quite a bit when it comes to the actual harvest of those animals.
That's right. It will mute some of the impacts. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. One is that, again, as you said, those lightweight placements will be on feed for several months. They will get spread out a little bit more. They won't be piled on top of some of the heavier weight placements that we would have had in the last couple of months. They're going to come out beyond that. The other thing is we're going into wintertime. Winter typically spreads out cattle a little bit. We will inevitably at some point have some weather impacts that will cause cattle to gain poorly for a while. That will spread them out a little bit too. The other thing to keep in mind, of course, is that large placements doesn't mean that a bunch more cattle just appeared out of nowhere. There's only so many cattle out there. The question is really the timing of them coming into the feedlot. So what we did was, again, we jumped on these new crop calves in November, put a lot of them straight into the feedlot. I think probably a combination of the continuing drought conditions up in the northern plains and the dry conditions and the slow development of wheat pasture in the southern plains probably both had a lot to do with the fact that a bunch of these lightweight calves ended up in the feedlot rather than out for some backgrounding programs.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.